I invite you now to turn to 2 Timothy in your Bible, either your pew Bible or my choice would be the one that you brought from home. So let's open those up. Now, for those who may not know where 2 Timothy is, folks, is it in the Old or the New Testament? It's in the New Testament. And so if you turn to the back of your Bible, more or less, the New Testament is like the back third of your Bible, and you would turn past Romans and the Corinthian letters and Thessalonians, and finally you make it to 1 and 2 Timothy. So if you would turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll begin reading at verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Once you find that, I invite you to close the Bible on your finger and stand up with me and raise those Bibles high above your head this morning. Let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me and turn, if you would, to that scripture reading, 2 Timothy 3, beginning with verse 14. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I invite you to take out your sermon notes insert. On one side is our study guide created by Cliff. Thank you, Cliff, very much. I always enjoy these. Make sure you take this home with our prayer concerns and joys and such that you wrote on your bulletin. And keep this beside your prayer chair. It goes along with the sermon series, and it gives you an opportunity to have a little devotion for your day. And then on the back of that is our sermon notes. Sermon notes. And I invite you to grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning as I preach. Our teaching series, Back to Basics, is based on a simple precept. And that precept is that if you have ever longed for a simpler time, when things made sense and there was hope in something greater, we want to look past today's bad news, return to simple values, and work toward a brighter future. Now, I have often said, I believe that when we gather as a church, we should not be afraid to explore issues that we live with on a daily basis, and we should look for biblical answers. We should look for how the church has traditionally dealt with these issues through the years. Well, this teaching series has been focusing on what society has done to our psyche or our awareness, the way we think about the world that is around us, that we are a part of, that we live with in each day. And we've been asking God to give us new eyes to see, new ears to hear, and to open our spirits up to God's wonders all around us. Our first week, we focused on the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 12. Does anyone remember what that was? Ha, you thought I was going to bring it up on the screen, didn't you? Do you remember what it was? Romans 12, let love be genuine. Let's say that together. Let love be genuine. Now, we went on and we focused on the way the message stated it. Do you remember that? Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it.